Meanwhile, Turkish protesters have been targeting the Israeli diplomatic missions in Ankara and Istanbul to express their anger at the killing of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. Thousands of protesters participated in the protests called by the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, which took place at the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Farini Akit explains.
Thousands of protesters gathered outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul on Saturday night to condemn the onslaught on the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. They made speeches in solidarity with the Palestinian people, burned the Israeli flag, and chanted anti-Israeli slogans. Protesters hung Palestinian flags at the Israeli ambassador's residence in Ankara. In Istanbul, they stoned the consulate building and sprayed graffiti on the walls.
I'm here tonight to decry the massacre taking place. We want the killing of children to stop, and we are appealing to the whole world from here.
Israelis are terrorists. They slaughter Muslims and children.
Escalating anti-Israel sentiments in Turkey over the broadening offensive in Gaza against the Palestinians has caused a fresh crisis between Ankara and Tel Aviv. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been extremely vocal about Israel's brutal and ongoing offensive in Gaza since the start of Israel's attacks on July the 8th.
We don't want an Israeli consulate here with an Israeli flag. We don't want to gather here like this because of these sad happenings, but we want to express our solidarity with our brothers and sisters.
Since Friday, protesters have rallied around the Israeli diplomatic missions in Ankara and Istanbul to protest the offensive in Gaza. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv has downgraded diplomatic ties with Ankara and issued an advisory to its citizens for only essential travel to Turkey. Verenia Keats, Press TV, Istanbul.